second session, and we have outstanding speakers. I've looked at their bio notes, and you can also look at their bio notes. This session looks at constructing Pahang's maritime history. We have four speakers, and we have a commentator. We will start with our first speaker, Datuk Muhammad Nizar bin Datuk Sri Muhammad Najib from Perbadanan Museum Negeri Pahang. And he will be looking at the Pahang Maritime Museum and soft power, nation branding through heritage and the sea.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Her Royal Highness Tengku Ampunan Pahang, Tengku Azizah Aminah Maimunah Iskandariah binti Almarhum Sultan Iskandar Al-Haj. Ampun Tuanku, beribu-ribu ampun, sembah patik, mohon ya ampun. Alhamdulillah, I would like to express my gratitude to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala for His abundant blessings, which have made it possible for us to gather in this historical and meaningful assembly. On behalf of the Pahang State Museum, I humbly extend my deepest gratitude and highest appreciation for the gracious consent of Her Royal Highness Tengku Ampunan Pahang to attend the workshop entitled Pahang and the Seas, Maritime Networks and Connections Between Southeast Asia and Beyond, on this peaceful and blessed afternoon. Indeed, the presence of Her Royal Highness holds a great significance and meaning for us all. Ampun Tuanku, it is with great pleasure that I inform Your Royal Highness that this workshop, Pahang in the Seas, Maritime Networks and Connections Between Southeast Asia and Beyond, is conducted as part of the preparation by Pahang State Museum in launching a new maritime museum known as Museum Pulau Beram Pekan. This museum aims to showcase both the historical and contemporary maritime history of Pahang. At present, Pahang State Museum comprises of several premises, including Sultan Abubakar Museum, Sultan Abdullah Mosque Museum, Tengku Azizah Royal Craft Village, Museum of Contemporary Arts, and a Royal Library. After 23 years of serving as our dedicated and passionate royal patron of Pahang State Museum, the unwavering support of Your Royal Highness has only grown stronger with each passing day. Alhamdulillah, it is thanks to the continued encouragement and inspiration of Your Royal Highness that the Pahang State Museum continues to thrive as an important cultural and heritage institution today. In addition to the existing establishments, this development of Museum Pulau Beram is envisioned to revive and celebrate the rich maritime history of Pahang, and to highlight how the Malay world was connected to the rest of the globe through the sea. It's both an honour and a privilege to speak today on a topic that brings together two of Malaysia's greatest assets, our rich maritime heritage and our growing cultural diplomacy under the theme, the Pahang Maritime Museum and Soft Power, Nation Branding Through Heritage and the Sea. We often think of museums as static spaces, buildings filled with artifacts and displays. Yet, in the 21st century, museums are no longer just custodians of the past. They are dynamic institutions that shape identity, attract tourism, and project cultural narratives to the world. In short, they are instruments of soft power. This maritime museum, as part of the Pahang State Museum's broader mission, can serve as a platform for Malaysia, and Pahang in particular, to express its maritime heritage as a form of cultural diplomacy and nation branding. And dare I say, we can healthily compete with the likes of BBC, K-pop, Korean dramas, fish and chips, and Brazilian samba in terms of soft power for global audience. You can also make a strong and convincing case that the University of Oxford is a strong and eminent example of Britain's projection of soft power to the global stage. Coined by political scientist Joseph Nye in his book Bound to Lean in 1990, soft power refers to the ability of a nation to influence others through attraction and persuasion rather than coercion or force. It is the power of ideas, culture, values, and shared narratives. In this context, heritage and museums become vital instruments of soft power. When we share our stories, our craftsmanship, and our maritime traditions with the world, we are not only preserving history, we are shaping perceptions of who we are as a people. Malaysia has long exercised soft power through its arts and culture, education, and even cuisine. Yet our maritime heritage, the stories of seafarers, fishermen, shipbuilders, and traders of yore, remains one of our most untapped sources of cultural influence. Pahang, the largest state in Peninsula Malaysia, is blessed with both inland wealth and maritime connection. It holds a rich history and story of exchange with the Malay archipelago and beyond. With its long coastline facing the South China Sea, Pahang has, since antiquity, been part of a global sea network connecting sailors, navigators, as well as explorers. From the early days of the Sultanate of Pahang, maritime activities shaped the local economy and culture. Pahang's abundance of natural resources such as gold and tin attracted European interest, leading to its incorporation under British influence in the 19th century, while still retaining its own political identity within the Malay world. Through this, Pahang maintained its historical position in connecting the Malay archipelago to the East Asia, the Indian Ocean through the Persian Gulf, and onto Europe. Even today, the ports of Pahang, such as Kuantan, connect Malaysia to global trade routes, while the South China Sea continues to be a space of economic, ecological, and geopolitical importance. Thus, the story of Pahang's maritime heritage is not merely local history, it is a narrative that links Malaysia to global maritime civilization. Apun Tuanku, the Museum Pulau Beram in Pekan, will stand as a symbol of this connection of global maritime civilization. It is a vision as a museum delineating the story and narrative of a port city, encompassing historical, geographical, cultural, archaeological, technological, and the local genius aspect of a maritime life. In the local context, coastal communities have long engaged in fishing, boat building, and trade, developing distinctive traditions such as craftsmanship, literature, and poetry about the sea, and maritime rituals tied to the rhythm of the tides. More than just an exhibition hall, the museum serves as a living classroom where Malaysians can discover the maritime ingenuity of their ancestors and visitors from abroad can appreciate Malaysia's historical role as a maritime nation. Through these narratives, the Pahang Maritime Museum will contribute to nation branding, reinforcing the image of Malaysia as a nation of explorers, traders, and innovators. Port Tuanku, a museum like this becomes a tool of soft power through cultural diplomacy when the museum hosts exhibitions, academic collaborations, including workshops such as this one in Oxford, and international partnerships with maritime museums around the world. It promotes cross-cultural understanding. Each exhibition becomes a conversation between civilizations. These collaborations and partnerships are part of the ongoing efforts by the Pahang State Museum, particularly through the establishment of its research center, Al-Asa, or Al-Sultan Abdullah History and Civilization Research Center. Additionally, a museum is also a soft power tool through tourism and education. Cultural tourism is a major component of soft power, as visitors who experience the warmth of Malaysian hospitality, and hopefully samples are ikan patin in Pekan, and depth of its heritage, become informal ambassadors when they return home. Through educational programs for schools and universities, the museum also cultivates cultural pride among Malaysians, turning heritage into an asset for identity formation. In today's world, museums also extend far beyond their physical walls. Through digital engagement, such as social media, international audiences can see that Malaysia is not merely a tourist destination, but as a contributor to maritime knowledge. This elevates our national brand with both intellectual and cultural prestige. Ampun Tuanku, the sea has always been both a boundary and a bridge, a source of livelihood, inspiration, and identity. I believe this maritime museum stands as a gateway between heritage and modernity, between local identity and global engagement. In harnessing maritime heritage as a form of soft power, we're not merely promoting tourism or preserving artifacts. We are telling the world who we are, a people shaped by the currents of history, guided by the stars of knowledge, and bound together by the ties of shared humanity. If Malaysia's national brand is to reflect our true strength, it must include this maritime soul, a spirit of resilience, curiosity, and connection that flows through the rivers of Pahang into the vast South China Sea. May this maritime museum, Museum Pulau Beram, continue to sail forward as a beacon of heritage, identity, and soft power for Malaysia and the region. Ampun Tuanku, beribu-ribu ampun sembah batik, mohon diampun. This brings my humble speech to an end. I believe through the establishment Museum and highlighting maritime technologies, trade networks and cross-cultural exchanges, we can celebrate a worldview that values openness, adaptability and cooperation, qualities that align perfectly with modern Malaysia's diplomatic values. In this way, maritime heritage becomes not only a story of the past, but also a metaphor for soft power itself, fluid, far-reaching and connected. On behalf of the Pahang State Museum, I would like to express our sincere appreciation and gratitude to the federal government and the Pahang State Government for their financial contribution towards the establishment of this new museum. We would like to also acknowledge and thank every individual who has contributed directly or indirectly to the success of this event. May all the efforts bring fruitful results, especially in elevating the status of our heritage and history. On behalf of the members of the hall, we pray that His Royal Highness the Sultan of Pahang, Her Royal Highness the Tengku Apuan of Pahang, and His Royal Highness the Crown Prince of Pahang are always under the mercy, protection and care of Allah Ta'ala, and are blessed with peace, long life and good health. Likewise, may the Royal Highnesses, the Princes and Princesses of Pahang, as well as the grandchildren and relatives, always be kept safe, blessed with long life, good health and the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Ameen. To conclude my speech, once again, on behalf of Pahang State Museum and the organizing committee, I humbly express our deepest gratitude and highest appreciation to Your Royal Highness for the gracious consent to attend this workshop today. Ampun Tuanku, beribu-ribu ampun, sembah patik, mohon diampun. Wabillahi taufiq wal hidayah, assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Much, Datuk Muhammad Nizar. That was perfectly executed. You timed your speech very well, so that's it. Thank you very much. You made my work
easy.
It's really fascinating to see the role of the Pahang Maritime Museum and how the museum contributes to nation branding, to Malaysia's nation branding through education as well as heritage preservation. So I think thank you very much for that speech.